This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 18 days, that's the time between now and a possibly calamitous default on the national debt. That leaves little time for Congress to devise and pass a plan to raise the debt ceiling. 6 days of talks at the White House have failed to produce a deal. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, there were no talks today, but plenty of talking.
At his White House news conference, President Obama referred to an unprecedented default on the debt as Armageddon. "We should not even be this close to a deadline on this issue," he said, and added, "This should have been taken care of earlier."
We are obviously running out of time. And so what I've said to the members of Congress is that you need over the next 24 to 36 hours to give me some sense of what your plan is to get the debt ceiling raised. Through whatever mechanisms they can think about, and show me a plan in terms of what you're doing for deficit and debt reduction.
If the president cast himself today as the man waiting for a plan, House Speaker John Boehner struck a similar pose at a news conference here at the Capitol. "If there's no plan at this late hour," he suggested, "don't blame Republicans."
Time and again, Republicans have offered serious proposals to cut spending and address these issues. And I think it's time for the Democrats to get serious as well.
And one Democrat in particular, Boehner said, needs to get serious.
We asked the president to lead. We asked him to put forward a plan. Not a speech, a real plan. And he hasn't. We will.
The plan Boehner and House Republicans are putting forward is legislation called Cut, Cap, and Balance. They plan to vote on it next week. It slashes spending, puts a tightening cap on the federal budget, and makes a higher debt ceiling contingent on a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. It would also require a two-thirds supermajority for raising taxes. Democrats say that plan would be dead on arrival in the Senate. President Obama today called it just making a political statement.
We don't need a balanced budget amendment. We simply need to make these tough choices and be willing to take on our basis.
The president cited his own willingness to rankle fellow Democrats by looking to cut costs in Medicare and Social Security. Republicans, he said, should be willing to do what national polls say most Americans, even most Republicans, think reasonable. Reducing deficits should be done by cutting spending and by raising taxes on the well-off as well. But Majority Leader Eric Cantor declared on the House floor that Republicans won't agree to raising taxes.
That's why that construct doesn't work. We don't have the votes on this side of the aisle. I'm not supportive of raising taxes on people who are trying to make it right now and can't.
And that's the core of the debt ceiling impasse. Cantor and other Republicans refuse to budge on taxes, while President Obama says he won't sign a deficit reduction package without tax hikes on the wealthy. That's why many lawmakers think a fallback scheme introduced this week by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will ultimately prevail. It shifts all the political responsibility for raising the debt limit to President Obama, while making no commitment to deficit reduction. But after having praised that plan yesterday, Speaker Boehner was more cautious about it today after meeting with fellow House Republicans.
Listen, Senator McConnell pointed out that his plan was being put on the table as a last-ditch effort. We're far from the time for a last-ditch effort.
But it may be Boehner who is far from convincing his own Republicans in the House to go along with McConnell's fallback plan. Making that plan politically more attractive appears to be this weekend's homework assignment for negotiators in both parties. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.